Genesis, is it important to New Testament doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen?
I once spoke to a pastor who proudly proclaimed that his congregation was a New Testament church. He said he didn't have to worry about the Old Testament. So I asked him, "Pastor, do you believe in marriage?" "Yes," he replied. "Well, why do you believe in marriage?" I asked. "Well, because Paul talks about marriage in the New Testament," he said. "Well, that's interesting," I said, "because when Paul talks about marriage, he goes back to Genesis to give the foundation for marriage." So then I asked, "Do you believe in original sin?" "Why, yes," he said. "Well," I went on, "in 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul's writing about Jesus on the cross and his death and resurrection, he goes back to Genesis to justify why Jesus died." I continued, "It's all very well to be a New Testament church, but you must realize that all of the New Testament is based in the Old Testament. Indeed, the first chapters of the Bible are the key to understanding the rest of Scripture and New Testament doctrine."
Genesis chapter 3 answers that often asked question, why is there so much suffering and death in the world if there's a God? Ken Ham has a 32-page booklet on why God allows suffering, and it's such a great evangelistic tool, we'd like to send 10 of them to you for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or get Ken's booklets on the web at answersoffer.org.